Fionn McCool, Cú Chulainn and the pirate queen Grace O'Malley are just some of the historical and mythical characters who will feature in the latest TV documentary series from Irish comedian Neil Delamere. As part of the series, Delamere will be telling the stories of his heroes through stand-up in front of a live audience in Vicar Street this Saturday. Earlier, Neil Delamere spoke with A.B. Philbin Bowman, and A.B. is with me in studio now. A.B., the historical tale and the historical documentary stroke comedy, this is nothing new for Neil Delamere. He's been there before.
Indeed, he started off looking at the Vikings, because Delamere is a Viking name, and he'd always had sort of curiosity from childhood, possibly from being bullied in the playground, over having a Viking name. So he started looking at doing a show called The Only Viking in the Village, and that went quite well. I think he said to me he really enjoyed the process. If someone had told him when he was 10 that he'd get to dress up in chainmail and run around with a sword and a shield and fight another guy in chainmail, he said he wouldn't be able to sleep with the excitement. So he just enjoyed that process, and then started looking at St. Patrick as well in a show last year called There's Something About Patrick. I think he also sort of half-jokingly acknowledged that one of the advantages, if you are looking at sort of, you know, history that is before the modern era, is there aren't that many written sources. If you're doing a show on Eamon de Valera, you'd have to spend ages reading up loads and other books and secondary material, whereas with someone like St. Patrick, there's the Confessio, not that much extra. We can actually hear a clip now from his last show called There's Something About Patrick, and you'll hear in this 40-second clip how he managed to blend an expert opinion, which is Dr. Elva Johnson of UCD, then a vox pop, and then comedy, all in one sort of package to tell you something about Patrick.
The real Patrick is somebody who feels he's flawed, who admits to a sin he committed in his youth.
So Patrick committed a great crime when he was 15 or 16, right?
No.
What do you think the crime was?
He burned something on a hill or something like that.
Murder?
Do you think?
Two-timing these girlfriends.
Only Ireland would have a patron saint who committed a great crime as a teenager and still have the main juvenile detention centre in the state called St. Patrick's Institution for Young Offenders. Brilliant.
Neil Delamere in his programme, There's Something About Patrick. Maybe I suppose that really shows us how Neil Delamere approaches history. It is serious, but it's also very funny.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to see a talk or something historical and the guy has a great sense of humour, you know? So there's quite a bit going on there. And he was saying, look, at the end of the day, history is just a bunch of connected stories. And, it, you know, if you're going to be telling jokes about what's happening in the news today, it's just as relevant to tell a story if it happened 400 years ago. If it's a good story, there'll still be something fun there. And he also pointed out one of the things about our school system is that because we tend to learn that everything chronologically, you started as a kid learning about the dinosaurs and then the Bronze Age and it gradually goes up. And then by the end of secondary school, you've got to sort of World War II and sort of modern history, you end up having this idea somehow that you know, older history is more childish. And certainly when I learned about the Vikings at the age of 8, there were certain things about Viking raids, you know, graphic details, which they do not go into with age.
You're giving a fairly simplistic version,
sanitised, much nicer version than what the Vikings actually got up to, which historically as an adult you'd now appreciate. So it's quite interesting to revisit that history and get a more realistic, this is what actually went on. And he just said to me the stories you can dig up are just so wonderful. Particularly he talked about Red Hugh O'Donnell, who's one of the stars of this particular series, and you'll hear his story here.
A lot of time, if you just kind of strip away the context of it and just tell a story, and I say to you, a young lad was kidnapped at 15 by luring him onto a boat with alcohol, kidnapped, put into Dublin Castle for years, escapes through a toilet, then has both his toes amputated because of frostbite, then leads a war that nearly bankrupts the English state, then dies in Spain, where they take a massive tapeworm out of him and he's commemorated on a plaque in the middle of Valladolid. Like, it doesn't matter whether that's 1995 or 1601 or 1602. It's still a really dramatic story. So that's the sort of stuff you want to talk about.
Clearly he knows how to look for, in some ways, the ridiculous in the historical tale, or the outlandish.
Well, the detail, the interesting bits, I think, you know, it's a drama is sort of the boring bits cut out, really. And he looks for, and that essentially is what comedy does as well, is looks for the interesting details. And then, of course, you can bring it into our modern world and try and draw parallels to explain to a modern audience.
He does have one female in this particular series.
Yes, one of the four heroes he looks at, one of them is female. She's not only the only woman in the series, she's the only woman who's mentioned in the maps of land ownership in 16th and 17th century Ireland. This is the pirate queen Gráinne Mhaoil, also known as Grace O'Malley, and by a variety of other names as well. She also has a fascinating story, as you'll hear here.
Gráinne is fantastic. She's very interesting because she's all over folklore, and she is Queen Elizabeth commissioned a map, and the map has all the people in Ireland and their names and where they ruled, and she's the only female name on the map, and she's all over the English Daily Papers, but she's not in the Irish sources, you know. So we kind of wonder what's going on there. Is she written out or just ignored because she is not really fitting the paradigm of what chaste, noble Irish womanhood should have been, according to those guys. So, but she does all sorts of mad stuff. She kidnaps people and she is involved in pirate activity. And then this nurse to all rebellions for 40 years is what she's called, then goes and petitions Queen Elizabeth and sails up the Thames by where they used to hang all the pirates and kind of ignores that site and goes and makes her claim to the Queen and gets good treatment for it. So she's another fascinating figure.
Again, it's interesting how he really is. He picks out those outlandish or those outrageous qualities, but he's quite serious about the historical side of it as well.
Absolutely. And I think he said particularly so far in the show is that one of the attractions of looking at the Vikings and looking at St. Patrick is that, you know, a lot of the things we think we know about them aren't actually true. And, you know, for example, the fact that the Vikings' helmets never actually had horns in them, something we all learned. And he said it's really a great starting premise to go, the thing you think you know isn't actually the picture at all.
Throw that out.
And by the end of it, you have a new picture and you end up actually understanding something new.
He isn't, however, just dealing with purely historical heroes in this series. He moves into the world of myth as well.
Yeah, the straight split. So the two people we've talked about already, Red Hugh O'Donnell and Gráinne Mhaoil, obviously they have their real people who really existed. The other two characters in the series are completely fictional. So we have Cuchulainn, famously slew the Hound of Cullen with a Camonan slitter, and we also have Fionn MacCool, who is allegedly responsible for the Giant's Causeway, that great story of the Scottish giant coming over and Fionn MacCool's wife dressing up as a baby because she was obviously quite smart. I guess you could say she's one of the other women who features in this. So Fionn himself isn't real, but actually he said there is a historical basis to the Fianna gangs who did exist in Ireland of that. Ancient Ireland, and he explained to me how that worked.
Fiona's really interesting because Fionn, like, he's the biggest story, he's the biggest character in stories for about 14 or 1500 years in Ireland. You know, he is the Kardashians, he is the royal family, he is the Saturdays, he's everybody rolled into one, I suppose, really. What I did find out is that Fenian bands did exist, so he doesn't exist, but the idea of young lads going off in between the ages of kind of fosterage and before they get married and settle down, they just used to hang around. There's loads of them who used to hang around in the fringes of the forest and hunt, and they kind of opted out of society in a way, in that kind of justice was based on your honour price. And but they would say, okay, I've joined a Fianna, and if I kill somebody, my family isn't liable for it, and if I get killed, their family isn't liable for it. So it's a kind of recognised opting out system. It's like, you know, those kind of really posh kids who, particularly in England, who you talk about their gap year, and you go, well, this is what the Fenian boys are doing.
Fionn MacCool and the Kardashians, I'd never expected to hear the two things in the one sentence, but Neil Delamere has just managed it there.
Indeed. Well, the thing is, human nature doesn't change. You know, that idea of, as an adolescent, just getting away from your family, your background, and tearing loose for a few years, that's something that people have been doing for a long time, just in different forms.
You mentioned earlier the childhood joy of fighting with swords and spears and chainmail when it came to the Vikings. What sort of adventures does Neil Delamere get up to on this series?
Well, there's quite a few things. He was saying to me that the way they do it is he doesn't actually know what the towns are going to be until he sort of arrives one day and the director goes, right, now you're going doing this, and that way they get much more honest response from him on camera. One of the Fianna challenges was they used to, apparently the Fianna gangs would bury you up to your waist and then you'd be attacked from all sides by various guys, so he gets buried up to the waist, he's given a tiny little shield and holds it for himself from spears being chucked at him. A couple of other challenges, I think he mentioned earlier Hugh O'Donnell escaping from Dublin Castle through a toilet. Now he didn't find out about the toilet bit until after this challenge, but he did do a challenge that was similar to that, as you'll hear here.
I absolutely loved Dublin Castle, which was terrifying because I'm not great with heights, and I had a South African instructor and he was like, he's lovely, but he has that accent that is terrifying as well. You're not going to die. And you're going, that sounds exactly the opposite of the message you're trying to get across. But he was in the South African military, so when he abseiled out, he looked like a Navy SEAL. And I looked like a normal SEAL, essentially, when I abseiled out. For Cuchulainn, I was attached to a machine that simulated the pangs of labour, because the other Ulster warriors were under a curse that they would suffer the pangs of woman and labour. So I was one of those TENS machines. You put it on your abdomen and it contracts all the muscles, and it can simulate labour in that it does it every so often, and then the contractions get longer and they become more often as well. I would make the point you can turn it off. You can't hand your baby back midway through. The people watching in the crew, that the men were completely silent and the women were howling with laughter. And I just went home and hugged my mother really afterwards.
Neil Delamere. Finally then, Abby, this event on Saturday in Vicar Street, how does it link into the television series?
So as you heard earlier, each documentary has a bit of comedy done in front of a live audience. That's basically being filmed for all four this Saturday. So if you want to go along, if you're interested in comedy and history and or TV production, it's worth going along. It's 15 quid, I think. And you go and you see all the comedy bits done together, and then that'll be edited in later. Right. You will be filmed potentially, so don't go with anyone you shouldn't be with.
Okay, if you'd like to see the comedy portion of Neil Delamere's Holding Out for a Hero, which is what the series will be called, that's been filmed this Saturday in Vicar Street. Ticketmaster.ie for full details.